Hey, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research, we think. Sometimes we're a little different. Sometimes we're not on that cue. Sometimes we talk about choices and consequences. And boy, you guys have been responding to that show on June the 20th. It's been kind of actually overwhelming. Thanks to the fact that you loved it. Austin, what do you want to talk about?
Sometimes talk about Antarctica, too. And sometimes we talk about the Ultimultiple powder, probably one of the number one selling products we have.
I tried it this morning with the Purple Sticks and the vitamin C. Wasn't bad.
It'll wake you up.
It got me awake. I had John Moore this morning at 8 o'clock, and it woke me up pretty tight for him.
You could, you've been pretty awake for a while.
I've been up since 5:30. It's been a great morning.
This is what we do for you guys every day, bringing you live shows. You know, we could tape them, cut them, replay them every day, chop up half of it, turn it to another show.
Man, that'd be pretty good, too.
Pretty good. Be a lot easier for us.
Especially that June 20th show. That was a full green show. We can play that anytime.
Everybody wants to complain about stuff. That's maybe we should start giving everybody. We're going to give you guys just chopped up reruns.
I've got a friend of mine. He's been doing radio for 20 years.
Yeah.
He does 3 broadcasts a month, new ones. Everything else, the other 20 broadcasts he does, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other 20 broadcasts, the other 17 broadcasts are all taped. Yeah. Nothing new. I mean, he doesn't even tape, but like he does like 3 shows, you know, in one day and doesn't do anything for another month.
It's because it's heck of busy, man, doing live shows.
It takes the whole day out.
Yeah.
Remember, we used to do it 3 to 4 in the afternoon. We couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't do anything.
That was miserable. I tapped out on that with him. I was like, we got to figure something out. It was 3 to 4 live every day. That doesn't sound bad until you realize your prep time, your show time, everything you're trying to do through the day. So you're like, okay, I got to get this done so I get back to the studio by, 2 o'clock so I can get live by 3. That was a mess. But what's not a mess is the Ultimultiple powder sale. Over 12% off right now.
When are we going to have this 4th of July sale?
I'm glad you asked. Coming up tomorrow. Actually, if you look slowly at our page, we've got a countdown clock. Yeah. Oh, we did that. Countdown to the sale.
You guys, I like that. We've never done that before.
No, so you guys wait and see what we got tomorrow. Stay tuned. You'll be getting an early bird special because actually it's going to go live sometime tomorrow, but you guys will have access to it first on this show.
And the 10 o'clock live broadcast.
10 o'clock broadcast, yeah.
We air 3 or 4 times a day on Global Star.
Right.
And so those are all taped shows. And the first thing in the morning, though, that's live. That's why when you're watching this show, since we don't have a delay, what you see is what you get.
Sometimes
we got to edit it.
Yeah, that's why last week when we did the VIP shipping special for one day,
I
made it early for y'all. Y'all found out before anybody. There was no email. I never told anybody about it except for y'all at 10 o'clock. That morning.
Oh, but I've been getting all these crazy emails about all the people thanking us to have the products. Most of them got the products next day, across the country, next day. We told you.
When I say I'm going to do something, I do something. And, I told Vince that today, working out. He's got a pressure washer company now. And I said, you want to set yourself apart from the vast majority of people in Polk County that do business. I said, this is a really simple formula. I said, there's other things you can do, obviously. I said, this is really simple. I said, do what you say you're going to do. When you say you're going to do it.
I taught you that a long time ago.
He goes, well, that's simple. I said, you'd be surprised how many people that eludes.
No, that's not simple because that means you have to actually be organized.
But it's simplistic in the concept of it. It's not some long, drawn-out equation. You got to try to figure it out and compute it. Oh, my gosh, how am I going to do this? Just do what you say you're going to do when you said you're going to do it. And he's like, wow. He's like, you'd be surprised. He did a job the other day for somebody. Another company business next door came out and said, man, job looks great. He goes, I knew yours tomorrow would be here at 7 a.m. Done. Here's the bid. Here's the job. Next morning, 6:55, he's out there setting up for him at the shop, getting it done. And I said, you keep doing business like that. I said, you'll pretty much own the pressure washing companies in Florida. I said, because trying to get things done nowadays, and it wasn't like that back in the day is bad. I remember working construction, ICF builders. Boy, if I told you we had material on the job site, we were getting done Thursday. Truck was there at 6:50 offload material. We're getting the job done. Now it's like, oh, we're going to be there Monday. No show, no call. Oh, we're going to be there Friday. No show. Oh, we call it 4 o'clock in the evening. We're not going to make it today. It'll be next week.
You remember last year I had to get propane. Remember this? Remember that?
Oh, gosh.
I called. They were going to be here for 5 or 6. And I stopped everything. I was going to stay home for the propane. Never showed up.
No call either.
No call. No show. And finally they said, oh, we came by your house. We couldn't find the tank. And I'm like, it was marked with a big red flag.
And I was there, all day.
There was a giant cone on the tank, and I was there. Well, we just drove by.
Yeah.
So then it was like 4 or 5 days later, they finally showed up. And I finally said, this is crazy. I said, you know, how do you guys stay in business? But they're a monopoly. They got bought up. Everybody got bought up here in Central Florida with propane. And now they could just do whatever they want to do. Kind of like Tico. They can do what they want. It's kind of like,
yeah.
It's kind of like now that big Tico company energy, whatever the name of that one is that we talked about yesterday up in the North Carolina area. Yeah. They can do what they want. Oh, by the way, we're going to buy power somewhere else. All the rates are going up. And you're like, well, wait a minute. You guys made $40 billion last year. Why don't you have to raise my rates up?
Here's the irony. This is what I told everybody. I said, the reason why they have more power is because a lot of these areas, they're hyper-developing, like down here in Florida. Tico's got to do this massive expansion, how they said. We had a huge expansion so we can generate more power. Why am I generating more power? Oh, there's been another 150,000 houses added in this one area, so we had to do a whole other sector on it. Okay? Well, why is that a me problem? I've been here for 38 years. Suddenly now I have to pay higher electric bills because you got to put another substation on for another gigantic subdivision that's gone in that nobody wanted, that nobody asked for, that reaps zero benefit to any of the citizens in the area except worse traffic, higher water bills, higher utilities. Wouldn't that be the developer's problem? Well, they're not required to produce any type of, you know, funding for infrastructure expansion. I said, that's not necessarily true. You're producing the permits. You're doing the approvals.
Impact fees.
You're doing the inspections. You're getting the impact fees, and you're getting the property taxes and a portion of them. So, yeah, that's actually a you problem. It's not a me problem. But this is what happens when you start having these monopolies. This is why they broke up a lot of them back in the day, because you start having certain – I own the railroad and own the oil company and own every other company around it. It's Rothschild Inc., Rothschild Post Office, Rothschild Railway, Rothschild Convenience Store.
Now they use cutouts with different names.
Exactly what they do. Now, here's an article I'm going to cover right here, because I've been on a breakfast.
Swine fattening feed.
Breakfast kick lately, because a lot of people keep asking me this stuff. And if for some odd reason, you know, we're in 2026. Yeah. There's no excuse to be ignorant on food topics anymore. There really isn't. It's like Dad and I were at the gym yesterday, and we were talking about there's no excuse for parents or really anybody to be ignorant on what side effects of drugs do. I mean,
it's too easy. We look up the drug and say toxic side effects.
Gosh, you got AI platform. You can literally just go, hey, AI, what's the side effects of this drug? Literally, you can do that now. And within seconds, it generates an entire response that's pretty accurate. I did it yesterday. Oh, this product causes kidney failure. Product causes blood, you know, basically blood lesions. Gut, tussle bleeding. Okay? So, when people go, I didn't know I was going to do that. I didn't know this was going to happen. You're just acting ignorant because you don't want to take responsibility. I'm just being honest with you right now. Back in the 80s and 90s, you know, I remember in college, even in college in the early 2000s, I'd go to the library, look up stuff. I mean, they had computers there. We didn't really have laptops that much. You know, it's early 2000. You go to the laptops, you go to the computer rooms, got to search stuff up, got to book out the room for 30 minutes in the computer room. I mean, it was work to figure a lot of stuff out for writing papers. Now you don't have to do anything. So there's an article here that says 4 ways your breakfast is affecting your health. It says insufficient fat. Healthy fats do more than provide energy. They also stimulate the gallbladder, contracting and releasing, which digests fats. Many people skip fat for breakfast because they want to increase weight loss. However, long-term lack of fat leads to inefficient stimulation of gallbladder contraction, causing bowel stagnation and can form gallstones. This also occurs when people eat large amounts of omega-6 fatty acids and hydrogenated fats. Those fats also cause a lot of issue with inflammatory responses in the gallbladder. And when the gallbladder becomes very inflamed, it doesn't work properly. It doesn't release bile like it's supposed to. And on top of that, it starts having all types of issues with accumulating gallstones. I told you guys a couple weeks ago, I had a good friend of mine, Orlando. He's in the big tech sector, AI sector, and he's having all these gallbladder issues, all these gallbladder pains. When the doctor, you know, their first response was, well, if you're having an issue, that much of an issue with it, we look at surgery, we remove your gallbladder. He's like, remove my gallbladder? Why are you removing my gallbladder? Well, you know, you have problems with it. So that's just the first option. Something's having a problem. I'm having pain here. I'm having a gallbladder problem. And so now, uno, number one, we should just remove that organ. You didn't need it anyways. They don't tell you the lifelong dependency you have on pharmaceutical digestive enzymes because your body doesn't produce bile anymore, all types of digestive problems, all types of gut issues, all types of deficiency issues when they remove your gallbladder. But hey, don't worry about it. That's the easiest thing we can do. Your insurance will cover it too. It's only a $45,000 surgery, and insurance will pay for it. He came to me all stressed out. They will take my gallbladder out. Yeah. Gallbladder. Do you want to take it? I said, no. Do the gallbladder fast. Apple juice, followed by the third day, basically, of doing the olive oil and lemon. A simple protocol. Calls me up 4 days later. Like, dude, gosh, I was sick on that last day. But, man, I feel great now. Or you could have had surgery and had your gallbladder moving for the rest of your life. Kids in his 30s, rest of your life, you could have to stay on pharmaceutical gallbladder medications and basically digestive enzymes.
Oh, that apple juice fast is available for free online. It's printed everywhere.
It's super simple. So, again, this is why it's important to have omega-3 fats and healthy fats in the morning. Second one, inefficient protein leads to muscle loss. That is huge. If a lot of people want to rely on carbohydrates in the morning. The body does not need a lot of carbohydrates in the morning, especially males. Our bodies are designed primarily to function off fat and protein in the morning. Don't believe me? Eat 4 organic whole eggs in the morning next day. Just try it. Try it. If you don't like it, don't do it again. Just have that in the morning. And if you need extra protein, throw in a Fit Food Shake or a GHI shake with it. Your body has to have protein because you've been fasting for 6, 7, 8 hours. Third one here said light foods have a high glycemic index. That is exactly right. People won't eat muffins, toast, cereal, grain products. They all cause a massive spike in blood sugar first thing in the morning. That's why fat and protein are key. Now, it also talks about here, nutrient deficiencies affect immunity. When the body doesn't get proper nutrition, especially in the morning, you start having very, very high degree of issues with the immune system and all types of other energy production. Now, I had a customer ask me yesterday. They said, can my 7-year-old who has ADHD take purple sticks and attention factor? And I said, I would not recommend that. I said, if they're 7 years old, no on the attention factor as an adult supplement. B, the purple sticks, before you use a product like purple sticks, I would actually look at their nutrient deficiencies, make sure they're on the multiple chewable, make sure they're on the omega-3s that we have, and look at their diet. I've talked to many nutritionists and many natural physicians, and they have told me repeatedly across the board, ADHD is probably one of the most misdiagnosed diseases in the world with children. The vast majority of children simply either A, are hyper, because they're curious. B, they're eating crap all day. When you feed them Fred Flintstone high fructose corn syrup cornflakes with homogenized milk with orange juice in the morning, completely scramble their blood sugar, throw in food colored along with high fructose corn syrup, do you not think there's going to be any type of significant side effects from it throughout the day? Absolutely. They're going to have significant behavioral problems. They're going to have mood swings. They're going to have energy issues. They're going to have energy production issues. They're going to have all types of problems with trying to focus. Change their diet. For my God's sake, I don't know how many times I have to say this to everybody. Everybody, I don't know why these kids are hyper. And I'll watch what they eat all day. I'll ask them what is exactly what they've eaten all day. And 90% of the time, it amounts to complete trash. It's worse than dog food. And we don't know why they're so hyper. Doctor wants to put them on Adderall. Of course he does. Doctor wants to put a 6 or 7-year-old on a 4-amphetamine Schedule 2 drug because the children are too hyper because the diet they're feeding them is causing enormous amounts of energy production problems and high blood sugar. Yeah. Makes sense, right? Kind of like, we should remove your gallbladder because you're having a little gallbladder spasm right now because you eat junk food. My friends, stop addressing the symptoms and feed the root problem. Look what's going on. And breakfast at the beginning of the morning is one of the easiest ways to do that with both adults and children. Focus on the products you need to do and look at it. This I've always said this. And Ted taught me this when I was younger. Dad. Work the problem. Don't sit there and go, well, there's an issue. I don't know what to do. We just need to let it be. Work the problem. Figure it out. Take a step back. What's causing this? What am I doing? What's it doing to me? And is that okay? You can apply those three questions to almost any single issue or problem that you're facing, and you can figure out how to make it work. These are things you've got to look at and got to address, because at the end of the day, if it is to be, it's up to you guys. Stop relying on everybody else. Take responsibility for your own health.
And by the way, when you make your eggs, do not use a Teflon pan.
No, gosh, no. Use stainless. They're hard to get now. But I found some the other day. I found new stainless.
Good. But here's understanding the technology and the terminology. PFAS. Yeah. That's a polyfluoride alkaline. Large family of synthetic chemicals used as many industrial and consumer products. PTFE. Polytetrafluoroethylene, a specific fluoride polymer using for nonstick coatings. PFOA. Perfluoride octanoic acid, a type of PFAS that was historically used in the production of PTFE coatings. Because of the environmental and health concerns, major cookware manufacturers phased this out. But they have not phased out the other two types of Teflon, including the other two types of fluoride Teflon. Don't use these products, period, ever. Don't use them. You think, well, there's only a small amount of safety issues. How much fluoride do you want to put in your body? How much Teflon do you want to put in your body? How much is trash you want to put in your body? It doesn't break down. Thought I'd ask you that, especially when you scratch them. Have you ever scratched a Teflon pan? Where did it all go? Now you're using a metal spatula in there. Now you're scratching and scraping it. And then it says, what can go wrong under what conditions? Overheating is a primary concern. If you heat it up too hot, it starts releasing PTFE-coated pans, start releasing Teflon into the air, and this chemicals into the air. Damage or degraded coating when you scratch them. Manufacturing environmental concerns. The production process that are based historically from environmental contaminations. Uncertainty over long-term exposure. So why are you doing this? Why are you using it? Remember the other day on June the 20th, we did a show, Choices and Consequences? You have a choice. Use cast iron or use stainless steel.
Yeah.
Or use glass. It doesn't make any difference. But don't use a nonstick coating of any kind. It says, here's what you got to do. Here's how you can not do it. Number one, don't use it. Use stainless steel. Use glass. Or use on low or medium heat only. No, don't do that. It's not going to happen. Avoid overheating. Use appropriate utensils. Avoid abrasive cleaning. Inspect regularly. Replace if damaged. Ensure good kitchen ventilation so you don't breathe the fumes. Wait a minute.
What?
Yeah. What kind of crap is that?
If it's fuming, you're breathing. It's going into your food, too.
Going into your lungs.
Yeah.
Your blood. Ensure good kitchen ventilation. Wow. Use nonstick for appropriate cooking only. Buy good quality and transparently labeled cookware. Well, what? And then he says, what are some alternatives? Oh, stainless steel. Oh, how about that? Cast iron. Oh, imagine that. Ceramic coated. Oh, glass. Whoa. So why in the world would you ever use this? Well, I don't like having to screw up the pan. Use a little bit more organic butter. Oh, there's a concept. Cook it a little bit lower. You don't have to scrub the pan. It kind of wipes out. Guys, listen to me. There's some things that are real easy to do. You know, this one is real easy things. Your grandma used cast iron. Why don't you just use cast iron? Now, I personally quit using cast iron, but I love it because I couldn't keep it from rusting all the time. I got tired of dealing with it.
Cast iron's a lot of maintenance.
A lot of maintenance.
It is that. That's why I like stainless.
And the oil burns in it, and then it leaves black specks in the food. So I don't do that. I use stainless. Stainless is the easiest thing in the world to use. Cast iron is okay.
Yeah, cast iron with butter and eggs, though, on the right cast iron.
It's the best.
The flavor's incredible.
But, yeah, about 4 years ago, I remember after your mom died, about 6 or 8 months after she passed away, I went out with a girl, and all she had was Teflon. Teflon, Teflon, Teflon. She's still a friend of mine. And I told her, I said, well, I don't want you to cook on Teflon. I bought her some cast iron cookware. And I talked to her the other day. We're still friends. And I said, are you still using the cast iron? She said, oh, no, I threw all that away. And I thought to myself, I threw all that away. Now she's having all kinds of health problems, all kinds of memory problems. You know, now they're basically, she got a lung infection. Was that from breathing and all the stuff and all these fumes in the air? She got a well-ventilated kitchen? I don't know. But the point is this. It's just choices and consequences, isn't it? If you have a choice, okay, here's the choice. You can use Teflon, glass, stainless steel, cast iron. Why don't you pick the one that's not poisonous? Oh, my gosh. There's a concept that just...
That's a rude concept. But
no, but Austin, think about that. If you've got a choice with the ADD you're just talking about,
yeah,
I'm gonna put your child on a Schedule II drug in the same category: morphine, Percodan, Demerol, and OxyContin. And you go, wait a minute, I don't want to do that. Well, why not? That's what you just did when you put them on a doggone Schedule II drug.
Understand this, guys. It's Schedule II. Adderall, the formamphetamine salt, works almost identical as cocaine does on the brain. It's amphetamine. It's what it is. If some doctor came in, he said, hey, your child's acting kind of, you know, misbehaving. Here's a bag of blow. Have your kids start doing it every day. You'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm turning you in to have your license revoked. You're an idiot. Why would you recommend something like that, much less to anybody, much less a kid? It's only different because it's pharmaceutical approved by the FDA and you get it at a pharmacy.
People snorting up their noses.
It's amphetamines. Don't be giving that stuff to your kids unless it's an absolute necessity, in my opinion. I would do everything in my power. You know, my son, Stetson, he's a lot. He would 100% get diagnosed with ADHD.
The Kraken. He's 2 years old.
But he's 2.5 years old. He's incredibly curious. He wants to know how everything works. He wants to try to figure out what's on top of the 12-foot cabinets in my kitchen. Try to find, pulling ladders out. What's up there? Nothing's up there, son. You don't need to be up there. Ah! Climbing up stuff like he's Spider-Man.
They want to see if Hunter's cell phone floated.
Yes. Now, Hunter has a cell phone that does not have internet services for phone calls only in Texas only. There's no internet on it. So don't give me emails on that. A lot of times I do it because he rides his bikes with his friends, takes his side-by-sides out. I want him to call and check in with me occasionally in the event that, you know, he gets in trouble or he rolls it or something.
Runs out of gas.
So, but, yeah, Stetson finds his cell phone the other day, looks at it. Bloop.
Right in the pool. So I'm doing it.
It's just because he's curious. So, yeah, it's a pain in the butt sometimes when you have kids that are very curious with high IQs that are really high function. They want to figure stuff out. That doesn't mean they need to go on doggone amphetamines, guys. I mean,
Now I'm going to say something. I'm going to say this. The guy asked, can I put him on purple sticks? All right.
That's not the top of my list.
Okay. Let's just stop for a second. Okay. I used to drink coffee when I was a kid. It calmed me down. Because amphetamine salts have the exact opposite of developing brains. So do the purple sticks. So do any caffeine. So does Sudafed.
Any stimulant does pretty much younger kids.
Now, so you say, well, would I rather have you go on a purple stick than an amphetamine salt? If those are the only two choices.
Yeah.
The answer is yeah. But
why I'm not recommending
But Austin's right. You need to try everything else first before you start putting them on a doggone green tea supplement like that.
And look at their food. That's the biggest thing. And look at their sleep. This is another article that just came out here.
But I would say this, though. If you're going to have a choice, though, and that's all you're going to do, and you try the purple sticks and they actually work, which they may or may not. I've never tried that with a child. You can basically say, okay, great, because the purple sticks aren't going to hurt them.
No, they're low with B vitamins and folate and everything else. And yeah, if it's amphetamines and Adderall or purple sticks, you already know my choice on that. So, but another thing too, as I said, look at a lot of the issues that are plaguing young children these days. It says some children's ADHD might be a sleep problem.
Turn off the Wi-Fi.
Don't allow them to watch movies in their bedroom till 3 or 4 in the morning, or better yet, play video games till 4 a.m.
Or stay on their phones all night.
You know, I know a lot of parents even have kids that are older. The rule is pretty much always when everybody goes to bed, everybody's cell phones, especially the kids' phones, they go in the kitchen. I mean, put
them in the parents' bedroom behind locked doors.
You do that too.
Turn them off.
I was going to say, I don't want five cell phones in the future in my bedroom either.
Turn them off.
Because a lot of times what happens is they're not getting proper sleep. The children's bodies need a ton of rest, especially at growth times. I mean, I've had certain times where all of a sudden they're like, Dad, I'm tired. It's 6 p.m. I'm going to bed. They conk out. They don't get up till 6, 7 the next morning. They sleep for 12 hours straight. And I said, okay, if you're going to bed early, drink a glass of the raw whole organic milk before you go to bed. About 8 ounces of milk. That way you're getting good fat, good protein before bed. These are things you can look at doing that allow your children to basically grow, stay healthy, and have better development. Because they said here, the connection between disrupted sleep and ADHD-like behavior is striking. Sleep disorders now have been diagnosed in up to 70% of children with ADHD. Some estimates put the co-occurrence of sleep disorders and ADHD as high as 50%. Now, I'm going to say something about this. There's two factors that are playing in this. B, a lot of times if a child's already been diagnosed with ADHD, that means they're continually going to the doctor. If they're going to the doctor's going to continue to find problems with them. So, he's on Adderall. He's on amphetamines. They're not sleeping very good. Well, they got a sleep disorder now, too. We need to put them on Ambien. Seen it. I have seen it, by the way. Seen that in adolescents. Not young single digit, but I've seen it in 13 and 14-year-olds. Oh, the Adderall's keeping them up. Okay. Now they're getting anxiety, too. Well, we're going to put them on a benzodiazepine as needed. And I'm not joking. I've watched Adderall turn into 2, 3, 4, 5 different medications, ingestions, and children, or basically teenagers and adults, saw it in college too. This is a serious problem with mass diagnosis of these drugs, especially in young kids that are developing phases.
You remember Bobby? He started like that. It was that girl. Remember that girl?
I remember.
I'm not going to mention more names here. He was dating this girl, and the girl basically this day, he's a loser. I mean, he got to the point, he was so hooked on drugs, he was selling plasma to get the drugs.
Yeah.
He was in college.
He was in college, yeah.
He was sleeping on a doggone, you know, bench outside of the college, you know, when he first got started because he was, like, homeless and his parents had enough of it. And then a friend of mine who was a pastor, this loser named Bobby, started dating his daughter. And he called me up and said, you got to pray. No matter what you pray, I'm asking God to get this guy out of her life. This guy's a loser. And he started, you know, he may not have been a loser had he not been started on those drugs at such a young age. Now, think about that for a second. It's just like the Johnny Jeep in high school. The guy ended up doing absolutely nothing with his life, got unbelievably stoned every morning before school, was a complete and total loser, still a complete and total loser, bless his heart. And, you know, he's my age. You know, he's got cancer now. He's unbelievably sick. And you're like, what happened to that guy? It's the choices and consequences, isn't it? But here's the difference with this kid. Listen to me. You put a child on a Schedule II drug.
There you go.
The child didn't do it to himself.
Single age, single digit, man.
You did it to him. You and that doctor who doesn't know what he's doing. The doctor goes, well, I don't have time to talk about this. Well, the doctor doesn't care. Why didn't the doctor do some research to find about red dyes and blue dyes? Why didn't he do that? Yellow dyes and how they affect ADD. Why didn't he talk about high fructose corn syrup? Why didn't he give you a list of things that you could do from a dietary change for this child? Most parents don't have that at all, ever.
That's why we do the show.
They're given one choice. You have a choice. You have this hyper kid climbing the curtains all night, screaming and yelling and being an unbelievably problem in school, or it's Adderall or Ritalin. And you're like, those are my choices? That's it. Well, and if you don't listen to me, I'm calling the Department of Family Services. Whoa, do you hear that, Austin?
Yep.
You don't think they'd do it? I've seen it. If you don't take care of this child, if you deny, here's what they say, if you deny him his medication. Yep. How do we go?
Heard, seen that too.
How are we going to denying medication? I told you I'm God. Drop the gavel, boy. I'm calling the Department of Family Services. Watch what happens next. You know, now they'll be put in foster care, and they'll give them the medication they need. Guys, I've seen it. And I'm telling you what, guys, it's one of those things. When that kind of stuff starts and somebody drops that domino on you, it's like being part of the prison industrial complex.
Exactly.
And then once you get out of jail, because you didn't do anything, now all of a sudden you're stuck with probation. Now you got to meet with your probation officer. And if you miss, back to jail you go. That way they get more money in the jail for all of the recurring fees they have for each inmate that they have. It's a cycle, guys.
It's a big cycle.
And it's the prison industrial complex. It's the medical industrial complex. It's the weapons industrial complex. You know, it's all of this stuff. They're all part of the same group of Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian synagogue of Satan lackeys that run the whole planet because it's all about greed.
Well, what happened? That's the way I said. I've seen so many times where I talk to people and they have issues they're working on. And by the time they're 17, 18, 19 years old, they're already poly drug users with pharmaceutical drugs.
That's right.
They're on three or four different medications. And the thing is, it adds up. And here's an article. I just want to cover this. This is from Ohio State. You know, Buckeyes. Ohio State. February 25th, 2026. Another follow-up study off the first one. Might have wondered why children become hyper and irritable after having blue sports drinks or eating colorfully iced cookies and pieces of cake. The sugar in both the frosty and sports drinks could be part of the problem. The dye is another culprit. The food dye makes children and teens hyperactive, moody, or irritable, according to the available research. And it goes into detail talking.
I told her about this 40 years ago.
In the 90s, you were screaming about this. Everybody's like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't do that.
I was in the 80s, I was screaming about it.
It's right here. And I always tell people, I said, they're petroleum byproducts. No, they're not. They're FDA approved.
Oh, my God. They're banned in Europe, guys.
The FDA approval means about as much as a wet paper sack trying to carry rocks nowadays. Let's just be real. The FDA also have said that the COVID thing they gave you back then was safe and effective. Same people.
Can't use that word.
You can't use that word around. I got in trouble yesterday.
Oh, by the way, let's change that topic.
Well, no, let me finish this real quick. Originally made from coal tar, food dyes are made from chemicals that come from petroleum. Foods contain a concentrated form of natural colors found in plants, easy to use. However, the fake food colors they want to do are from coal tar. Who tends to be the most sensitive to food coloring? Young children, most susceptible than adults. ADHD, food dyes make ADHD symptoms much worse. Oppositional defiant disorder.
What the heck is that?
It's when you have one of those kids that basically just doesn't want to.
They have to label it. They have to give them an illness.
So a really strong, really choleric, type A aggressive young boy now is almost inadvertently, I've heard this now, is almost inadvertently always categorized and classified as oppositional defiant disorder.
Oh, God, that's something would have been me.
You know what this means, though, right? And I'm not saying this isn't an issue sometimes. You know what this is? This is the medical industrial complex trying to label individuals that are going to be probably aggressive
and leaders,
entrepreneur leaders that are team leaders in the future. And now we got to label you something this derogatory.
Give you a mental illness.
Give you a mental illness. Now, once that child's diagnosed with this in their file jacket, that follows them the rest of their life formally.
I've got a. Can I say something now? You mind? Me too. Can I say something?
Speaking of that, my attention factor kicked in.
I had a friend of mine had a kid who had a problem with eating.
Yeah.
Happens a lot with kids. And finally, my friend said, well, I'm going to take him over and have a psychologist talk to him. And I said, be very, very careful with that. And they said, what do you mean? I said, if they say something to that psychologist that the psychologist deems to be inappropriate behavior of the parents towards the child, like trying to make them eat or whatever, that psychologist can turn that person into the Department of Family Services.
Yep.
And if that psychologist gives them a label of having anorexia or some type of mental disorder or eating disorder, that's going to stay with them the rest of their life.
Yep, that's what I just said.
And I said, be very careful with that. Try to work through that with him, the child who's doing this.
Same things you said earlier with drugs. They get prescribed those drugs now as a minor. You don't give them those drugs anymore.
You're refusing needed treatment.
Yep.
And so what my friend didn't listen to me. They went to the psychologist over Winter Haven, actually. And they got in there, and the psychologist was having another session with another patient, and they left all the paperwork on the counter for them to fill out. So they're filling out the paperwork. They look at it and says, anything the child tells us, we could turn into the Department of Family Services.
Anything.
Anything. And my friend said, Ted warned me not to come.
Yeah.
Mama warned me not to come. And they got up and left and never rescheduled the appointment. They took the paperwork they started filling out with them. And you got to be real careful when you start signing documents. My mom was funny. She wouldn't sign
especially
anything.
Especially with minors.
Especially with minors. My mom was so funny. People come in, well, you sign this. I'm not signing nothing unless my attorney looks at it. When you start signing paperwork, let me give you an example. My mom got stuck in a nursing home by one of my family members. I didn't want her in a nursing home. She was perfectly fine. So we go into the nursing home, and also was with me. And they basically said, well, we need you to sign in for all this stuff. I said, okay. And they had a stack of stuff to sign off for my mom. Now, I didn't put her in there. One of the family members did. I didn't even do this. And I said to him, I said, now, look, I'm not responsible for these bills for this nursing home. This is not my decision here. I don't want to do this. And they said, well, you don't have to repay the bills. I said, okay. I said, I never want to be responsible for bills. I'll sit right beside me.
I don't want her in here.
Okay. I don't want her in here, but I'll just so you know who I am as a family member, if you can contact me, I'll sign the papers for you. First page on top.
Yeah.
Any bill not paid, blah, 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 you're responsible for it.
Guarantor.
I looked at her and I said, I just told you I wasn't signing this.
It doesn't mean that.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that.
I'm looking at you. It doesn't mean. I said, it says we're the guarantor for all bills if they're unpaid. Well, it doesn't mean that. Just sign it.
And you watch what I said?
Yeah.
And I said, you take this to a court of law.
Oh, it's, yeah.
And you show this to a judge and it has my signature on it. He's going to say, Dr. Brewer, do you read?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're an educated man, aren't you?
No, don't you have aren't you some redneck out of Polk County with a really good education? I mean, you understand. Well, yeah, I've got a bunch of study in biochemical genetics. He goes, well, can you read this? It says that you're responsible for this. Do you understand what that means? Well, I understand what it means, but she told me it didn't mean that. Do you have something in writing that she told you it didn't mean that? Did she sign that?
Yeah.
No. Dude, pay the bill. You're
right.
Stuck. And you're like, whoa. That's what they do. So be careful with what you sign. Just be careful, guys. Oh, by the way, wet wipe recall, 6.8 million get the highest FDA warning. They're contaminated with bacteria. And if you wipe a child down, they've got a lesion on their butt because they've got some diaper rash. They can get an infection and die from it now.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, the FDA has gone berserk on this. And a lot of them were sold at Target. And if you're using this, what I always learn is this. It takes so many stinking wet wipes if you have a blowout poopy diaper. Did I say that blowout poopy diaper on the show?
Yeah, everybody knows what they are. If you've had kids, they're a nightmare. But that's part of life.
One time I remember, we were in Salt Lake City, and we were out there by the Great Salt Lake, and we were in the motorhome, and Harrison had a blowout poopy diaper. I mean, it was one of those gosh awful nasty things that just the whole world kind of coils up and runs away, right? And I remember Sharon was in the motorhome. She's like, she's about to just a fussing man. And finally, I hear the window open in the motorhome. She slung it out the window. Now, she's gone in heaven right now, so you can't say anything to her about it. But I laughed. I said, whoa. She goes, I'm not smelling that. Okay. Blowout poopy diapers. Well, what do they are? Now, here's what we normally did with a blowout poopy diaper if it wasn't cold outside. If it wasn't cold, and you make sure the water hose runs so it's not hot.
Yeah, okay. Remember that in Florida, by the way.
Water, we gotta get water.
Water
really
is hot, scalding. If the hose been sitting in the sun all day, and you turn the first water on,
make sure you got cool water coming out of the well, and with a blowout poopy diaper. Instead of using 25 wet wipes and a whole pack of them, just take them outside, drop the diaper, and hose them down, and they're a lot cleaner than they ever would have been with a wet wipe.
Sure.
And it's a lot easier, and it fertilizes the flowers.
Yeah, find a spot in the yard.
Yeah, whatever. But be careful with wet wipes. I'm not saying you don't use them, but make sure you're careful with them. And, I mean, it's one of those deals. You got to be really, really, really careful to make sure that if there's a recall on these, and your batch is included. In fact, if you got those, I would just I would get rid of them. Oh, by the way, one more thing, too, I wanted to say. You know, I had a friend of mine had lesions in her stomach. Lesions. I mean, holes in her gut. And I hate to say it, she liked to drink wine. And you think, what do you mean? She's a wine drinker. Well, yeah. And what ended up happening is she ended up having all kinds of problems with ulcerative stuff in her gut and everything else. And they put her on an anti-rheumatoid arthritis injection for children instead of just telling her to stop drinking and drink some cabbage juice. I mean, the thing I don't understand is any of this. And one of the side effects of that drug was leukemia. And the other one was heart attacks and death. And you're like, wouldn't it have been easier to tell her not to drink alcohol? And they never told her not to drink alcohol. Alcohol is unbelievable on your stomach. It can damage your gut health. It can cause ulcers. I've seen it over and over.
It's acidic, man.
Acid reflux, diarrhea, gastritis. That's the one. Bloating, damage to the liver, damage to the pancreas, pancreatitis. I had another friend of mine just a few weeks ago. Started dating this girl from Hungary a few years back. He never drank anything. She started getting him to drink wine every night. And then he broke up with her about a year and a half ago. Kept hammering a bottle of wine every night. Ended up with pancreatitis. Now he's doing great. Got on the GHI cleanse, by the way. Not making any claims. Yeah. And the thing about it is, alcohol increases the risk of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, osteoporosis, basically it makes you lose your memories, it cooks the brain because it's a neurotoxin. Nobody ever said to me, you know, my life was a wreck and I started drinking and my life got better. It always goes the other way. Be really careful when you start hearing these things about drinking red wine is good for you because it's not. It massively increases the risk of these other diseases. And the study that was done called the French Paradox a long time ago, 30 years ago, it said if you don't drink, don't start because it's not healthy. It's going to cause too many other problems. Stay away from alcohol. Now, if you have an occasional glass of wine or beer or whatever, and you're not an alcoholic, now, if you're an alcoholic and you're clean and you're dry and you're sober, don't touch the stuff. And don't go around the stuff. Stay away from it. But just remember, it's not a health food drink. Always remember that.
No, it's the same thing I told her about, like the nicotine patches and pouches and all that stuff over there. And here's another article that came up here. It said, perfectionism. This is interesting. Perfectionism. Where's my thing at? There it is. Perfectionism has become a pandemic. And what's driving it? It says, new data on perfectionism, steady rise and broader association prompts a closer look at expectations of self and society. I found this article interesting because, of course, people that are high drivers that push hard, that always want to set new goals, that want to achieve new things. You know, a lot of times you want to get things and hit them perfect. You want to hit goals. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, what's saying here now is this level of perfectionism in every single aspect of your life, even if you make a mistake, or every single thing that's not even real, like social media.
Instagram's not a real place.
It's not. They're saying that perfectionism anxiety is now becoming a serious problem in the last 20 years because so many people now are comparing every single thing that they do to everyone else in the entire world's fake platforms. And by fake, I don't mean necessarily that it's not a reality of something they may be experiencing displayed on social media, but what you're seeing is a curated perfection, 0.1% edited filter of what they want you to see. In most cases, I was watching a video the other day. It was a psychology research video. And this lady, real smart, real educated, said exactly the same thing that Dad talked about the other day. The Facebook and social media has been one of the largest contributors to divorce now in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. And she said, especially among women. And she said, what's happened is now, a lot. She said she deals with this in clinics all the time now, have new counseling for divorcees and basically individuals. And she said there's this concurrent topic that constantly gets brought up that's it's associated directly with social media. And she said it happens all the time. And she said these women, they've been married for 10 or 20 years. And I'm not picking on men or women here. This is just what she said. And she goes, then suddenly they start looking at these Instagram influencer models and they're in Bali. And they're on this private yacht, and they're getting a Chanel purse every week, and they're doing all these things. And she goes, they're comparing it, going, well, did I pick the wrong man?
There you go. There you go.
She said this. There you go. She said this in this interview.
There you go.
This girl's smart. I'm just like double doctorate. And she's going into detail. She goes, well, did I pick the wrong man? You know, why am I not on a yacht? I'm 35. These girls are in their 20s. And she goes, the problem that nobody realizes is that the vast majority of these girls that you see with a million influencers that are on a yacht every week and have Chanel purses are paid escorts that are making $100,000 a weekend.
Whoa.
Wow, wow.
And she goes, it's not real. They're hookers. She said this. And she goes, so you got a woman that's got kids with a man who works his butt off to provide for a family. They've been married for 15 years. And now this woman is comparing herself to 22-year-old hookers and escorts on yachts. And said, why does my life suck? Why am I not on a private jet and getting Chanel purses every week? She goes, because they're hookers. Stop comparing yourself to hookers. She said this. And I'm like, I'll give the woman credit. I'm like, she just knocked it out of the park. You know, I've been in the automotive industry for a decade. I've been in social media with automotive industry and marketing. And I can tell you a lot of what you see is not real. And she is very accurate about a lot of topics she came up with. You know, we were talking the other day. This is true. You laugh. I'm right. She goes, be appreciative of what you have. Now, that doesn't mean don't set goals. Don't have high standards. You know, if you're married to a guy and he wants to lay on the couch all day and collect unemployment and be a bum, and you're having to pay for all the bills, and he's a complete loser, and he's drunk all day, and you're having to work 50, 60 hours a week as a nurse to make enough money to keep the family, yeah, you probably need to evaluate your choice as far as you married. If he doesn't want to do anything or take his responsibility as a man, as a protector, as a leader, as guidance.
As a provider.
As a provider. Oh, yeah. No, wrong on that. But if you got a marriage and you're in a relationship, you're doing something, you're working your butt off, stop comparing yourself to escorts. It's not real. Instagram's not a real place. Oh, God. I just thought I'm probably getting some letters on that one, but I nailed it on the head because I know.
No. We're going to chit-chat for a second. You know, 10 years ago, well, 20 years ago, I had a friend of mine get divorced. And I was happily married to Sharon. And he was telling me, oh, this dating's a nightmare from hell. And I'm like, whatever, man. Just get a wife and be done with this. And he goes, you don't understand. You got a great wife. And I'm like, whatever, man. Just do what's right.
Stop complaining.
No, listen. No, I know.
But that's your response.
Now, listen to me. I repent for that. I repent. You go, well, what do you mean repent? He was right. It's awful dating. It's just terrible. It's like walking through a minefield of women who are nightmares and men who are nightmares for guys or for girls who are dating. And, you know, there's a reason, okay. There's a reason you got a beautiful woman or a good-looking guy who's 35 years old and they're not married and they have no kids.
And they've never been married.
Okay, there's a reason for that. Okay? And so you got to – now, first I have to ask you a question. What is the reason here? Or they've been married five times.
Success leaves clues and so does failure.
Okay? But here's the problem. I was watching a video that was sent to me the other day. This black guy in a convertible Corvette. I think I sent it to you, Austin.
Yeah, you did.
And the language is so bad, I can't play it for you.
No, I can't.
No way it would be taken off YouTube instantaneously. Again.
But he was his basis of what he was talking about, he was accurate. But the language, yeah.
But no. Sure. He said he was talking about all the girls he was going out with. And he goes, it's Miami. And he goes,
I warned y'all about Miami.
Now listen to me. He goes, starts with all the women he went out with, all the different nationalities. And he goes, yeah, you just take them out and get them a Chanel purse. Well, they're like, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
And up.
And the thing about it is you can put them right back on eBay and sell them because a lot of them are limited production.
That is true.
He goes, buy them a Chanel purse. You get them a Louis Vuitton purse. You get them, you know, fancy clothes. Go. And he goes, you just go out with any of them or you pay them. And I think to myself, okay, this is crazy. Let me stop here for a second. You know, when I started dating Sharon back in, you know, Stone Age, I guess. And, you know, when we were together, you know, and she immediately joined me in my company and she never had to get another job. And I took care of her bills. I did immediately. We got engaged. We got married.
You guys worked your butts off.
We did 100-hour work weeks. And so it wasn't like, you know, we were separated. We basically both focused on the company. And, you know, from the very beginning, it was great. And we were accomplished all kinds of stuff. And I realized that my role as a protector and a provider, she was going to be with me, working with me all the time. I had to help take care of her bills. I had no choice because she was my girl. Now, I don't have a problem with a guy doing that for somebody, okay? But if you're going to go out with somebody one night and it's going to cost you a $5,000 Chanel purse, that's a hooker. No, just be real.
That's exactly what the girl's talking about.
That's a call girl. That's a hooker. And you think, oh, that's crazy. Did they really do that? Did they? This is Miami, guys. It's like, and again, so then the guy asks, here's the reason I brought this up. First off, you buy a girl a $5,000 Chanel purse or a $5,000 Louis Vuitton purse on a first date, you're an idiot.
Facts.
Now, I know a guy who did that. You know him too. Idiot.
Idiot.
All the man did was lie about everything. He stole the money from somebody else to buy this girl a purse. I kid you not. You think, really? And then he got her pregnant. I got it. Okay, here's the thing. Don't get a hooker pregnant. What's wrong with you? Are you listening to me? I'm just talking like I'm being real, right? But don't be doing stupid stuff like that. I mean, why do you want to go out with or start with?
Determined consequences for your decisions.
Yeah, oh my
just
God.
Like we talked
no,
about.
It's just don't be doing stuff like that.
Think about what you're doing.
You know, I mean, if you're going to go that route, at least use protection, for heaven's sakes. Just do something. Do birth control. Do something. Don't be that guy that you're that stupid. You're taking some girl out and you're enamored by her because you got puppy love and your little tail's a wagon and you take her to Chanel. What's wrong with you?
Well, and the thing about this is, and that's exactly what the lady was talking about in this interview, is that everything now with a lot of times has become transactional with these social media relationships.
And then they asked this black guy, and I love this guy. He was great, man. Just language was awful. And they go, well, what about going out on a date and finding a wife and having children and family? He goes, wife? They died with the dinosaurs. We don't have that here in Miami.
No.
There aren't people who want to be wives. They're just basically
Miami's
paid escorts.
Everything in Miami is about perception.
Yeah, so don't go out with hookers. Don't do that. You know, if you're going to be on a dating site, make sure that if they start talking to you about how much money you have or how much Bitcoin you have, don't bother with people like that. Stay away from them. They're on every single dating app out there. Be careful. And a lot of them aren't even real. They're just trying to get bank account numbers to wire money from you. You think I'm joking, and I'm not, guys. It's turned into this giant mess with all these people out there doing all the stuff that they do all the time. And the guy was right. And Austin was right a second ago when he said that. Instagram's not a real place.
Remember, people always say, you know, the grass looks always green on the other side. Well, try watering your side of the grass more and stop being a taker. It takes 100%, 100%. If you want certain results out of a relationship and you're the man, you've got to be the leader in most cases. You've got to be able to communicate what you want, but you also have to listen and do what you need to do to make it happen too. Relationships only grow together. They can't grow apart and be successful.
That's right. And then if you're going to do it in the dating profiles, which is a nightmare, put in there you go to church every week.
There you go.
That'll
filter out about 90%.
And you expect them to go to church with you. And that you don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't do drugs. You'd be surprised what that does.
All right, I'm switching gears here.
What are we talking about? I got one more story on melatonin, but we'll do it after your first.
Let's do what I'm covering. Oh, I got a customers. I got a question on YouTube I want to cover real quick.
Is it about hookers?
God, no.
I'm just kidding.
No hooker questions on YouTube, please. I'm not responding to those. Question, magnesium brain food, is it better to take at night or in the morning to get max benefits? I've been taking it for about a month now. If I miss a day, I feel it. My favorite product. My answer on that, my personal response is I take it twice a day. I take it in the morning with my shake, with purple sticks, with Ultra Multiple Powder, and I take it in the evening before I go to bed to a total rest. That's my response.
I took that this morning, but I did not take the magnesium brain food with it. I took the all the purple sticks.
You don't have to take it that way.
Powder multiple.
Magnesium is a relaxant for the body, but it's also a fuel at the same time. It's kind of weird the way it works.
It uses over 300 biochemical reactions. Okay, here's the melatonin.
All right, melatonin.
Melatonin shows real promise for chronic joint muscle pain.
Hey.
A review of 23 clinical trials of more than 2,000 patients found that melatonin ease chronic muscle and joint pain compared with any other treatments combined, though the drop against placebo alone held only the highest quality trials. Melatonin also improves sleep quality in people with chronic pain, and researchers think it might be part of why it helps ease pain. For pain after surgery, melatonin's edge over placebo was also remarkable. Melatonin's chronic pain relief landed in similar range to NSAIDs. Are you listening? Do you hear that? Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory compounds that cause stomach bleeding. That can kill you with heart attacks. Yeah. So melatonin's chronic pain relief landed in similar range to NSAIDs, but the evidence is only low to moderate quality. So experts see it as a possible add-on treatment. So for people who take melatonin before bed, the sleep supplement may be doing something more interesting than helping them drift off. A new analysis of dozens of clinical trials shows melatonin, the hormone the body produces naturally when the lights go out, may modestly reduce chronic muscle and joint pain. Wow. How about that, Austin?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, melatonin's got a lot more benefits
than people
chalk it
for. And it's also a very, very strong antioxidant. It's produced, yes. It's produced by the cells also, not just the pineal gland.
Well, they've done some research, and I can't – don't quote me on this. I have to pull the study up because this is like a really directed trial. They're actually testing ultra-high doses of melatonin on Alzheimer's patients. And in some of the patients, they were actually able to reverse some of the Alzheimer's symptoms with high dose, but they were like 25, 30 milligrams. This is all like clinical trial stuff on it. I'm not making any claims on that because we've been sleeping like a baby for a while. But again, melatonin is an enormous antioxidant. And I personally think.
That's you.
Was that me?
What is that? That was me, Baz.
I was like, that wasn't me.
I put a post article up. Yeah,
mute.
Some hours.
Yeah, I thought it was my YouTube account. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Because what it does is melatonin's antioxidant. A lot of times as you get older, your body produces less, which can also lead to a lot of issues that we're talking about here on it. And also, one last throw on a cover here. This is huge. I'm going to be watching to see this. The Supreme Court now has picked up two cases, and they're going to rule whether AR-15s are protected by the Second and 14th Amendment.
Whoa.
This is That's one of the biggest things in the Second Amendment world. This is SCOTUS. This is Supreme Court. This is big. This only goes one of two ways right now.
Good or bad.
Great or horrible. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court of the United States agreed to hear Grant versus Higgins, a case centering on whether AR-15 ownership is protected by the Second and 14th Amendment. They summarized, essentially, the Grant and Higgins on the heels of the court 9-0 ruling in Hemani. They said the SCOTUS ruled against the prosecution against Ali Hemani for being a marijuana user in possession of a firearm. Wolford SCOTUS ruled against concealed carrying guns controlled enacted by a Hawaii Post Bruin. The second case, and there's basically the two cases are going to be going together, which centers around assault weapons ban in Cook County. So they're going to come into this. They're going to say, if these cases, basically, if owning an AR-15 supersedes, as far as we, as under the Second Amendment, supersedes all causes, meaning the assault weapons ban that these stupid, unbelievably ignorant states pass with some of these horrific governors, they're saying, well, you're not allowed to purchase an AR-15. You have to register.
No magazines over 10 rounds.
Yeah. They're going to say now, if this is under the Second Amendment, which is constitutional, which means every state has to abide by it, meaning if California wants to say you can't have an AR-15 for personal use, sorry, Second Amendment supersedes you on that. Your rules, your laws you put in place in California are void. However, if this flips and SCOTUS says that it does not cover the Second Amendment, this is going to start a firestorm of gun control.
It's like bump fire stocks.
This will go down a rabbit hole so fast with states, especially if you got any Democratic legislators that are – I'm trying not to cuss, that are complete morons that want to tell you what you can and can't defend yourself with. The Second Amendment is incredibly clear. The right to keep and bear arms. Not pistols, not flintlocks, not cannons, not what we deem so. It was to keep and bear arms. Arms. Back then, if you wanted to buy a cannon, you just bought one. There was no permit. When Gatling guns came out, there was no permit.
I want a Gatling gun.
They're pretty cool back in the day, man. Revolving barrel like that, big old stick magnet. There's no permit. You have to get permission. Well, can I buy a Gatling gun? Well, they're very expensive because technology was advanced. But there's no, you have to sit there and get approval. Okay. Tax stamp. This is America. How many Gatling guns do you want? That's what it was back then. So this is a big deal. I'm going to be watching this because, like I said, this either goes one of two ways with SCOTUS. This is one of the first times SCOTUS is ever actually going to be ruling, hardlining, whether AR-15s or assault weapons are covered under the Second Amendment protection.
I believe they'll vote that they're covered under
protection. I think they are, too.
Oh, by the way, this is an interesting guy. This is a funny video. I haven't watched it all, but it says, everything is fake and gay. Just like Trump's Iran peace deal. And it's on YouTube. It got a bunch of messages, emails. Yeah. It says, well, to those who are watching closely, it always seemed like the Iranian peace deal was one giant scam. Well, it is. Especially when you hear from the Iranian side that they're really not part of the discussions.
Yeah.
There won't be any discussions until the four major pillars of the MOU are here to. And I had a fascinating conversation they were saying about why this happens and why it happens. And the crazy part about this is that, you know, we got to think through this. He's right, you know. Everything's pretty much fake and gay. And, you know, in Iran, you know, well, we talked about this, Austin, that I did off the air the other day. This Strait of Hormuz thing, it's all about speculators.
That's, it was all about money.
And now the diesel's back to $4.15 a gallon, which is way high.
But oil's at $60 a barrel.
Yeah.
They moved the numbers around, man.
Well, they made it so we basically now eventually it'll start coming down lower. Well, no, like but
what
it was.
What they've done is they've once again deceived the population into thinking the Strait of Hormuz now dictates immediate oil pump policy, fuel pump policy. It's a complete lie. The oil that was speculated at $100, $120 a barrel at the beginning of the conflict on Iran, that takes almost 8 weeks to hit refineries. Mm-hmm. They bump fuel up from $3.50 to $5 a gallon in diesel in a week and a half down here in Florida. It was a giant little hat scheme. That's what it always is. It's usury. It's money magic. They manipulate the money to extract more out of the population, and they give you a boogeyman. Iran did this. Iran shut the strait down. $2 more a gallon for diesel, peasants. You goy, pay your diesel. Pay your more money for your goy slop. Don't complain.
Did you say goy slop?
Yeah.
Get my picture off this.
Oh, I forgot it's up there.
Awful.
I forgot. I was the other day, somebody informed me. They sent me a link. I'll post it tomorrow. That goy slop is now an anti-Semitic term.
No, it's not. It can't be.
Now, I swear this. Wait, well, that's what the little hat people said now. Because they deemed it so. Because they don't like
because
people.
Because they're the ones who say it.
I know. That's exactly right. They don't like it. So, yes, this whole thing has been nothing but speculative theater. That's why if you talk to a lot of the fuel contractors that do jobs with semi-trucks and other big large corporations, their diesel prices are like $1, $1.50 less than what are posted at the pumps.
There you go.
Because they know. It's fugazi. It's fugazi. It doesn't exist. It's made up numbers on the elemental chart that aren't real.
The diesel, high price diesel for the, it's goy slop diesel.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's to make the peasants think that everything needs to be more money. And so that everybody else raises prices, but there's no price increase on their end significantly. Oh, so it's just a way for
that's because
the
they own almost all the different transportation companies and they don't want to have to pay.
They don't want to pay it, but they have an excuse now to say, well, eggs need to be back at $12 a dozen because we deemed it so. Guys, people nauseate me.
I gotta get a crank up everybody here. The moon landing is a low IQ hoax for kids. I'll show you.
Oh gosh,
I'm gonna post this.
I'm going to Antarctica too right now. Don't get me on that topic.
I told you I had a friend of mine, Lee Hsu, told me that he worked there, electrical engineer. So we did not go to the moon, and Apollo did not do that. Could not get through the Van Allen radiation belt. They call it the firmament. We could do all kinds of stuff on that, but we won't go there today. Oh, by the way, almost out of time. Thank you for your support. And by the way, we're gonna be here live again tomorrow. We'll be here. And I'm wishing you a really happy 4th of July. And tomorrow we're going to tell you what we're going to do for you as far as sales. And I love you guys. And I want to thank you for your support, being here for us. I pray for you all the time. And forgive us if we offended you talking about this article that came up about hookers. But I didn't mean to do that, okay? Austin brought it up. But the crazy part about it is what she's saying is absolutely true. So if you're a girl, if you're a young lady, you're on Instagram, and you're 22 years old, and you're involved in all that mess, and you're a 35-year-old mother, and you're trying to raise your kids at home, and you see the lifestyle, don't lie. Don't fall for that.
It's not real, guys.
It's not real. It's not because these 22-year-olds, they're going to be 35 years old, too. And guess what? They're not going to qualify for those benefits anymore.
No.
Nobody's going to, you know, they're not going to, nobody's going to pay them anymore. And they're going to be unbelievably mean, used up, and bitter. And so it's just, they get a real short time they have to get to do this kind of stuff, and then it's over with for them. Don't allow that kind of trash to get into your head and force you to get another husband and mess up your marriage.
Yeah, and if you got a good man that's working his butt off and trying to provide and constantly trying to
grow
you better.
Just take care of him.
Take care of him just like he's taking care of you. The grass has to grow all the way around. Everybody's got to feed and water each other. Thank you for taking care of Health Masters. We couldn't do it without you guys. We couldn't do this show without you. Quite frankly. So thank you for the support of Health Masters. Be sure to check out the podcast platform. We got updates on it every single day. Thank you guys for the YouTube comments today. I'll go through some more of those in a little bit. Be sure to check out the website, the product of the week on sale right now, the Ultimate Multiple Powder on sale. And also, too, we got sale coming up here very, very soon. So check this out at healthmasters.com. If you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. We're here to help you guys out the best we can. And also check out the best sellers here at healthmasters.com, including Magnesium Brain Food, which is one of our top products. Give me feedback on it. Thank you for the reviews, by the way. If you put reviews on the site, it helps myself and others see what you guys give, you know, as far as benefits from. Have a great evening, my friend. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life, for he is the author, he is the finisher, he is the perfecter of our faith, and we do all things through him. Be in church on this Sunday. Make sure you always remember, put God first in your life. He's the most important thing, and you get to spend eternity with him. I love you guys, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.